Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Am I pretty? I think I'm pretty. You think I'm pretty? I feel pretty.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright, oh so pretty. Miss America can just resign. Fa la 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 la. Yes, so good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, podcast day. Yes, there's been a little tiny bit of preparation for this podcast, but not really as much as I usually make because I've got such a busy week. There's so much going on. So this is just going to be a little quick hello, a check-in, a bit of a meander, and it's all going to be off the cuff, totally freestyle, right over here that I'm looking at. I'm looking at a little outline. And I'm doing it from bed. Why am I still in bed? Well, because I have to maximize the use of my time. I have to be super efficient, and therefore I didn't even bother to get out of bed. I just set up the podcast pointing at myself here in bed. I haven't even gotten dressed or brushed my teeth or anything. So I'm making the most out of every second right now. By the way, this is Daughter of Godcast, episode 060, Camp. Campy, camping, camper, camp, C-A-M-P, camp. So I'm just back from Word Camp in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I went downstate. I not only went to Word Camp for a couple days, but Joe Sissel and I drove down and we visited with Vince and Susan and saw their little farm, which is not actually very little. It's quite big. They have a CSA kind of thing going on. And then we went out to dinner with them. And then we went to see Thaw of the Dead, which is that zombie movie that I'm in. And it won the audience choice for the Royal Star Film Festival. How about that? Woo! So yeah, excited. So another movie that I'm involved with is getting some traction. Yeah, baby.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. It'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. I thank God I'm alive. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
What is WordCamp? You may have heard of WordPress. That's a open source application. Yeah, I guess, for creating websites on the World Wide Web. And check it out. More than one quarter of all the websites on the World Wide Web, more than one quarter are WordPress sites. That's a lot, right? What happens with WordPress is that people get together and they have these conferences, these WordCamps. And they get together and they talk about WordPress and they get all geeky and they share information and it's a community. Two pretty significant learning curves that I have to climb. We've already talked about in episodes 058 and 59, SEO or search engine optimization. That's basically how the search engines find you on the web. And the other one is CSS or cascading style sheets. Tells your WordPress website how it looks. Get a theme, which is sort of got all the CSS figured out. But then if you want to make the theme look a little different, you kind of have to know some CSS to tweak it. I could hire some people to do my SEO and my CSS for me, my budget is really dedicated to the to putting the final touches on the production of Daughter of God and the post-production of Daughter of God. That's really where the money is going to go. And plus, SEO and CSS, I've realized that they're not only mission critical, I think they really need to be touched by a creative hand. And I don't know any artists who are more amazing than me. So even though I don't really know enough about SEO and CSS, I feel like it's kind of like this. I mean, I wouldn't really want any tattoos unless I was doing them to myself. You know, that's kind of how I feel about it. It's like, why would I want someone else's art on my body? And why would I want someone else's art on my website? I love the idea of having other people's writing and pictures and blah, blah, blah. But the movie overall is kind of my baby. I'm the director. And so the website is kind of, I'm kind of the director of that. And these two things, they're kind of spooky in a way, how important they are. I think I better be very closely involved in both the CSS and the SEO for the Daughter of God website, dog.movie. Right. So I've been banging away on the SEO before I went to WordCamp. And the fog is beginning to clear, although it's still pretty foggy, that's for sure. WordCamp, and at the closing session in WordCamp, everybody gets together in the big, you know, main room. You know, they're just like, oh, let's get some feedback, blah, blah, blah. The main organizers were up in the front of the room, the front of the auditorium. That somebody asked something, and then that question was kind of answered. And then there was sort of like this pregnant silence. And I'm like, okay, this is my opportunity to speak. And so I spoke. And what I asked was this. Are open source applications, and specifically WordPress, are they driving a utopian vision for the future? This was met with a contemplative silence by the organizers. And that was, the people up in front were Ross Johnson and Kyle Moorer and Ian Wilson. They were the ones up in front. And they're all kind of just sort of, everything sort of just stopped. And Kyle's like, now that's a good question. And then some members of the audience were like, what was the question? And then Kyle turned and tried to repeat the question, but he couldn't quite do it. So I turned and I, you know, boomed it back with my theatrical projection. I asked the question again. I said, are open source applications and WordPress specifically, are they driving a utopian vision of the future? This is a slight paraphrase. I might have asked it slightly differently, but that's the gist of what I asked. And then I shut up, and a couple of people in the audience responded thoughtfully, like this might have been the first time they'd ever considered this idea that WordPress might be part, and open source applications and WordPress might be part of a utopian vision for the future. WordCamp is full of people talking about how to make money with WordPress and helping clients and setting up websites for clients. But there's a huge emphasis on community and giving back without thinking about how to turn an immediate profit from that giving. And this is kind of in contrast to the culture of consumption, which has certainly caused our planet a lot of problems. Profit, always thinking about profit. I've been saying on this podcast that open source is a big shift. I'm saying this as if I know, and I do know. I know what open source means to me. It's like, that's why I'm calling Daughter of God an open source movie. It's a sharing. It's I'm putting all the resources eventually. All the development resources are going to be available to paw through and maybe even steal and do derivative work with. Because I think that open source is a super cool idea, and I think it might be part of a new way. So I talk a lot about it on this podcast. Open source is a challenge to the dominant culture, all that sharing and transparency. Perhaps, though, the WordPress community doesn't really see these implications. There at WordCamp, while I'm sitting, before I ask that question, I wondered, what would happen if I just point blank
ask them. And so I did. And later, after the closing ceremonies, there was an after party. And I had a great talk with this guy, Peter Shackelford. And he made a fascinating point to me. So, you know, when Apple updates OS X, its operating system, it's used all these big cat names like Tiger and Lion and Mountain Lion and Ocelot and I made that up. And then they switch to El Capitan and Sierra. They give them names, which is kind of cool. It's cute, right? And WordPress also has been naming their updates after jazz musicians. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's kind of like Apple. They're naming it after people, and that's kind of cool. Not neat. Neato. Well, what Peter Shackelford told me was that jazz represents the emergence of an oppressed people as cultural influencers. They were finding a way to acquire power, or jazz was a means for them to acquire power. And jazz caught the American imagination. You know, blues and jazz are the basis of rock. So what Peter was implying was that WordPress is an analog to jazz, empowering the oppressed to influence and shift dominance. And I was like, whoa, really? So I asked him if that meant that WordPress was empowering geeks. And he was like, no, it's the same people who made jazz. People of color are empowered by WordPress. And then I pointed out to him that the WordPress community at the after party, you know, we look around, it's a fairly diverse crowd. And so I proposed that maybe WordPress could be thought of as a tool for anyone who doesn't fit into the mainstream. Call us geeks, misfits, freaks, but not fitting into a suicidal culture is a wonderful thing. Someone has to be outside to offer another way.
Come to me, my melancholy baby, cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining, wait until the sun shines through. Oh, smile my honey dear while I kiss away each tear, or else I will be melancholy too.
Again, I went to a WordCamp before this in 2016, and I don't really remember seeing what I saw in 2017, which was the prevalence of I guess I'd call them worthiness sermons. I attended at least three sessions where the speaker said something like, "We might have failed in the past, but we can learn to believe in ourselves and thrive." And this was fascinating to me. You know, where was this coming from? Why was this sort of like a new meme in the WordPress community? Or maybe it wasn't a new meme. Maybe it was a meme I didn't notice before, but here it was pretty prominently in 2017. WordCamp Ann Arbor 2017 had a significant motivational and even spiritual component. So this is called WordCamp. And the word camp suddenly felt oddly appropriate, like base camp if you're climbing Mount Everest, or training camp for an army, or camping, roughing it in the wilds, having an adventure. Could it be possible that the WordPress community doesn't realize that they are deep into cultural tectonics? Tech, T-E-C-H, tonics? I love that. It's not really for me to tell them. I'm just over here making movies. So anyway, that was WordCamp. You've been word camping with Shri Fujisplit, aka Dan Kelly, listening and maybe watching episode 060 of the Daughter of God cast, Camp. I know you thank me for hanging out with you. We thank each other. And hey, there's a chance in the months ahead, if I get this SEO fixed, that the audience for the Daughter of God cast could like explode, could get huge. Take a second and realize that you were here before the crowds, that you are a visionary. You are lucky. You are worthy and amazing. You are hooked in to revolutionary resources. You are the change you want to see. You may have made mistakes in the past, but we're learning to believe in ourselves and we can thrive.